letting your awareness descend into and fill the space of the body. Settle your body in its natural state, relaxed, still, and vigilant. And as you attend to the sensations related to the respiration throughout the body, let your respiration come and settle in its own natural rhythm, as if you were falling asleep, and just getting out of the way and letting the body breathe effortlessly or without constraint. And for a little while, in an utterly soothing mode, strike the first balance, breath by breath, of relaxing with every exhalation, relaxing in the body, releasing the breath, releasing thoughts. Breath by breath, settling into a deeper and deeper state of relaxation without losing the initial clarity with which you began. Full body awareness. And now, as we are about to focus on the third phase of mindfulness of breathing, seeing the synergy in the cultivation of relaxation, stillness, and clarity. First of all, check up on the muscles of the face, especially those around the eyes, the forehead. See that your eyes feel soft. When we're tense, when we're agitated, the eyes tend to feel hard. They tend to feel as if they're protruding, bulging out. Let your eyes feel soft, relaxed, your whole face in an expression of repose. Now more narrowly focus your attention. Without altering the breath, just letting it flow naturally. Focus your attention on the tactile sensations of the passage of the air as you breathe in and breathe out. Either on the area just above the upper lip, or at the very apertures of the nostrils, wherever you most distinctly sense that passage of the breath. Focus your attention single-pointedly on that target. Continue to relax deeply, utterly let going of the breath, or letting go of the breath with each exhalation, and continue releasing and releasing until the next breath flows in effortlessly. Again, as you breathe in, arouse and focus your attention, concentrate. But as the breath flows out, deeply relax. But not spacing out, not letting your awareness become diffuse, not expanding out into space, but staying right on target. Tending to the best of your ability, continuously, during the whole course of inhalation, the whole course of exhalation. Let your awareness be filled from moment to moment with this ongoing flow of tactile sensations of the passage of the breath, so continuous, so fully engaged, that there's no space for wandering thoughts to invade your attention. Fill your awareness with the mindfulness of breathing. And experiment with counting. We can have the amplification on again. Good. So experiment with counting. Some of you may find it not helpful at all, which is just fine. Some of you may find it helpful just now and again, when the mind becomes especially distracted. And some, for the time being at least, may find it helpful for the whole course of the session. This very light punctuation, displacing many wandering thoughts with a few rhythmic counts. One count at the end of inhalation, and apart from that, see if you can let your mind be as quiet, as conceptually silent as possible. The ideal here is to maintain the flow of mindfulness as continuously as possible. But as I mentioned earlier, in addition to the cultivation and refinement of mindfulness, we also cultivate and refine the faculty of introspection. So now and again, monitor your body. See that your head isn't tilting down. You're not slumping. You're maintaining that balance of the body, relaxed, still, and a posture of vigilance. Check to see that you're not constraining the breath, that it's not effortful or forced. And then frequently check in on the flow of mindfulness. As soon as you recognize the mind has become distracted, remember what to do. First of all, relax. Then release whatever captivated your attention. And then return to the meditative object. And if with introspection you note you're becoming somewhat vague, spaced out, dull, then take a fresh interest in the practice. Arouse and focus your attention. And let's continue practicing now in silence.